Kiddo, tell him a lot. Well, does he guess cook? A kick to Savonok. We throw in Duljiborg pollution would sick the walk. A qual does he? Six road dig. Each and every one of us. That if we listen to one another, this world might be a better place tomorrow. Well, Aliok. Thank you.
Thank you. A, tam se to je. Deka ujaški. Ha, me te ne, ni znaš kom te nas. Ha, me ste hej kriti no te, skipa ti ta je.
Think about the earth. My mind is filled with many different thoughts and different feelings. We all have mothers. We all have earthly physical mothers that we have appreciated and loved. And yet the earth is viewed also as being a great mother, the mother of mothers, continually giving birth every day all over the world, from season to season, always new life. When I think about the earth, I think about how brief our lives are, at least in a sense of walking upon the earth. There was a time when dinosaurs lived here for much longer than we've ever lived here. And the earth was their mother. There was all kinds of plants all kinds of animals have changed over the thousands and the millions of years, but the earth is still the same. I know that there's different systems of belief and organizing life all over the world in a philosophical and a theological way. But I can only talk as an Indian man. I was born here, not so far away. All I've ever seen is a religious teaching for respect for the earth. In all of the ceremonies, the sweat lodges, the feasts, of all kinds of feasts, horse feasts, different kinds of feasts I've been at, rain dances, sun dances, invariably, and never ever left out, is the offering of a pipe to the sky, the four directions, and then to the earth. There is a deep and very old concept that the earth is our mother. I know that this is not the only prerogative of American Indian people. I know it's a universal concept, but in our ceremonies, we remember the earth that gives everything birth. Some people think that earth, that we can destroy you as our mother. And I want to say to you, my Mother Earth, I don't believe that. The technology that we can develop from the ground using the elements are all your elements. We can put them together, sometimes for greedy and devious purposes. But we know, and I know, that we can never destroy you, our mother. We can destroy ourselves. And a million years from now, there may be no humans here. But our mother, the mother of all, will still be here, able to cleanse yourself and to go on to new futures. And that makes me humble when I think of that. I've only walked upon you for 48 years. Yet in this world, I'm getting older. You can see the end of my own public existence here on Earth. So brief, so short. But it's been a good 48 years. I've eaten every day. I've eaten from the Earth. I've drank the water. I've had warm bedding. Everything I've had is from you, my mother. There is nothing that I've used, there's nothing I've possessed for a short while that didn't come from you. Sometimes when I lay on the ground, I have a sense of unity with you. A very deep sense of unity with you. And I can feel all of my ancestors within you. And that only too soon, I'll be one of them too. But I always hope that my descendants can feel the same feeling of unity when they lie upon you, almost as a baby upon its mother, to feel that unity and that warmth of what you are. So I thank you, Mother Earth. that whatever remains of my life, I can do something to show and to illustrate respect of all that you are. So I thank you today, Earth. This is my home. I believe I'll always be here. I'll always be with you. I don't believe I'm going somewhere else when I die. I'll always be here. I thank you. I couldn't think of a better place to be.
Good morning, or good afternoon. I guess the time doesn't really matter to you, Mom. I want to address you as one little mother to the big mother. I would like to address all of the mothers here, including you, the big mother. I have a son, and I'm going to have another child. This is a gift from the Creator, a gift from you, and I feel very humble in being given such a great honor to be a mother like you. At this time, I have concern for a lot of loved ones. For everyone here, we have family, people who are ill, people who are in poor health for one reason or another, physical health, mental, spiritual health. These are the people that I have in mind today. And I would like to keep them in mind. I have my health throughout history, and there have been different ceremonies, different ways in which we ask for healing, look for healing. And many of these ceremonies continue today in different cultures and here on the prairies. But I also think it's a wonderful thing to have these more contemporary ways of speaking to you, addressing the mother. I don't think that they're any less valid, because I think that you can hear us all the same.
My grandmother left me with a couple of things that I'd like to share with you. Not that you probably already know them, but also with these people here. She said that once I come to understand what is wrong and what can be done about it, that I have that there also comes a responsibility to share that understanding and make it good for people to understand as well. There's no way of turning my back on that. And in this world, and in the way we do things, there are so many things so obviously wrong. So many things that we are doing right now that are very damaging to you, and as a result are damaging to us. You're very sick these days. You're very ill. We can see that. And so are we. my right hand, I have a touch of eczema. I've seen children born with this disease covering their entire bodies. I have a lot of friends that are asthmatic. I have a lot of friends that have been touched by cancer. These are very serious things. Nobody can tell me that the Earth isn't sick. She is, because we're showing it too. These are some hard things. They affect everybody. And this is nice being able to talk to you. This is nice to be able to share my voice with a lot of people. But some hard things have to be said before things can be done. Some ugly words have to be said before things can be done. Things like, words like politics, genocide. In large part, Indian people, including the Cree, the Ojibwe, all over the world, in large part, we are still part of this land. We have not lost that connection.
Anybody writing that down?